Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us, and we come back in just a moment.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
It's a special cow and bull sale at McAllister Union Stockyards, Saturday, September 20th at noon. Over 1,000 head of bred cows, pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and bulls will be available. The sale will feature 100 crossbred cows, pairs, and heifers, 90 Angus plus bred heifers, 90 black and black baldy heavy bred heifers, and many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, as we take a look at our livestock futures, cattle futures, kind of an interesting day yesterday. You know, mostly mixed on those cattle futures yesterday.
It was an odd day, Dave, as we started higher in the cattle complex yesterday on the opening. Then we turned negative, only to later bounce off the lows and close on a mixed note. Now, there was little fresh news in the cattle complex yesterday. The cattle complex also shown some technical weakness on the charts, and Friday is the monthly cattle on feed report. Now, choice box beef yesterday was down 91 cents, select boxes down $1.26, and a movement of 111 loads. The daily cattle slaughter estimated at 115,000 head. We had a big jump in the cash feeder index yesterday. It was up $2.30. At the moment, October live cattle, 7 cents lower. October feeders down 20, and October lean hogs, 20 cents lower.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures from yesterday, the wheat futures in Chicago and Kansas City continue to struggle lower, both Chicago and Kansas City, but corn and soybeans were higher yesterday.
Yes, and Dave, we saw some new contract lows made early yesterday in some of the wheat and the corn contracts, and the wheat at the end of the day was the only thing that was not able to close on a positive note, as we saw modest gains in our corn and soybeans. Now, the good to excellent rating yesterday held unchanged for the corn at 74%, and the soybeans were also unchanged at 72%. The corn harvest is now 4% complete. The five-year average is 9%. Soybeans dropping leaves are at 24%. The average is 32%. And the sowing of the winter wheat crop is now 12% complete. The average is 11%. Now, in large volume last night, the grains had higher trade, which may be tied to the lower acreage number that was released early this morning by the FSA. That FSA number showing a little less acreage out there on corn and soybeans than what we're seeing from the USDA reports. But there's also a little caution being put out that maybe we're still looking for more numbers to come out, and some of these FSA offices have been bogged down with the livestock disaster program and have not maybe had all their acreage compiled and released yet. Now, we've gave up some of those early gains. December Casey wheat now is up 3.5 cents. December corn up 2 cents. November beans up 1.25 cents. December cotton is down 26 points. October crude oil, 42 cents lower. December dollar index is down 7 cents. And December Dow Jones futures, 28 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866 Go to Tom.
Well, Tom, thank you so much. We appreciate your time this morning. Certainly do, and look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.